Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
here
we go. I'll be honest. He's super fucking boring. But I don't hate him yet. I did enjoy Claire hating him. But I feel like he's perfectly... It's like hating a grilled cheese sandwich. He's just like a nice... Whatever. He's either like an American cheese Wonder Bread grilled cheese sandwich. Like, I can't hate that. He's fine. Hello. Welcome to the very first episode of this season of Clayton Wonder Bread Bachelor with his doppelganger, Jesse Palmer, hosting. Don't worry, America. It's back. Traditional. It's... white. We're back in Calabasas with a white host and a white lead. Oh. Don't worry, everybody. I feel we've got puppies. We've got a man with dimples and an underbite. We have a man whose mom wears a jaunty giant bow with American flags on it when she doesn't know she's going to be on camera. That's just everyday wear. Giant. Ooh. Giant neckerchief. Huge pussy bow of America all around her. That's just a Tuesday. Guys, my name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Quadruple maxed, relaxed, and vaxed. And here we go. Somebody got waxed, and his name is the captain. Ladies and gentlemen, a man... Mm-hmm. Who is such a wonderful addition to this podcast. His passion for the franchise cannot be understated. Let me ask you a question. First of all, you know him from comedy. You know him as a podcast host. But you know him mostly as the captain. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Benson.
Hi, what's your question?
My question is this your first season that's in the traditional Bachelor Mansion?
Oh, for sure, because I started out in La Quinta.
La Quinta.
Yeah.
Now, you know that we can actually all Airbnb that mansion, but it's not cheap. Do you think we could somehow do like a tweet trade with them for like a Tuesday night?
Oh, I don't know what could be arranged, but, you know, I'll throw my influencer weight such that it is. I'll throw it behind it to try to get it to happen.
I feel like with this group that's here today, we throw in a few other humans. I feel like we might be able to finagle like one weird off night, like with a trade situation.
Yeah. Over. Let's go for Saturday night.
Let's go for Saturday night. A weird Saturday night.
Okay, who knows when is their busy nights? You know, is it a place that caters to
bachelorette
to
parties,
conventions, or bachelor? It's all.
I'm sure it's
got to
be a bachelorette party.
Oh, because of the
right,
because they like to go there and just
yes,
the ghosts of all the filled romance.
Yes.
It's just hovering in the air.
Yeah, the hot tub. They need to go just like soak up that hot.
I want to be in the same hot tub Colton was in.
That's exactly right.
I want to sit
I want the
in
same
Colton's
success
stew.
Rate as my husband with my husband as Colton jumping the fence. Also with us is a woman. She came to us 2 seasons ago and she came in hard. She came in hot. She started watching really last year, I believe. What was
I blame you for bringing me into this.
Thank you.
World.
You started texting
and now
me.
I can't get out.
Okay. So
I can't get out.
Is this your first? Okay. First of all, you know her from 24. You know her from The Tomorrow Wars. You know her. You know her from Legally Blonde 2.
Go on.
You know her from her brilliant stand-up career. You know her as my friend. We love her so much. She needs a title. Can you give her a title, Captain?
Oh, a title.
Yeah. A title.
Bring it up, whatever you thought. Bring it up. Well,
take it up a couple of
take notches, it up a notch.
Because I know what I'm
give
thinking.
Give an instant promotion?
Yeah, give her a promotion. Head of HR?
What about...
head of HR?
No, I was going to... I mean, that would... I think she'd be good in that role.
She'd be great.
But I was going to go more like a more fancy title.
Of?
Like Empress.
Empress!
Yeah!
Podcast Empress.
Yeah.
Mary Lynn Rice Cobb. Mary Lynn, welcome!
I was thinking Duchess, and you did exactly
you
what
go.
I asked.
There
you took
go.
It up...
Empress, is that so? This is your first one, also in the mansion.
I can't. I'm stunned.
I'm so honored
coming from Michelle's into this.
Yes.
And wait, where is this mansion now?
It's in Calabasas.
Calabasas.
Yes.
Okay.
You've driven by it.
I feel happy to be in there. It feels right.
Yeah, it does feel right. It feels good to be back in the mansion.
Yeah.
Also with us is a woman who looks so good for a 115. She is zooming to us. Legitimately so stunning. I'm going to say this is peak. This is peak Secretary of State vibes right here. You know her. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from Another Period. You know her from DuckTales. You know her as our Secretary of State, the most symmetrical face in America, my best friend, Padgett Brewster.
Yeah, it does feel like she's zooming into the Situation Room.
She is. And she is zooming in from the Situation Room.
I'm so sorry. We're all quarantining here in the Situation Room.
I love this. She's taking care of herself. Mm-hmm. She is a woman with boundaries who can speak up. How did you enjoy? Have you seen every season that has ever aired of The Bachelor?
Yeah.
How did this opening night, how did it stack up for you?
I don't like a lot of the ladies. I think as The Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise has evolved, people have become more presentational and less real life,
okay,
I think. But I continue to watch just so I can do this with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And can I just say how sad we are once again that we this would be a huge chunk of the lineup at Sketchfest. And if you hang on to those tickets, we'll be doing it again in 2029. also with us, without them, the production team. Are you kidding me? My physician. She is not only a banana. She is a Dr. Banana. She's a tan banana, a Tana banana. Mm-hmm. Ariana, mm-hmm. Anna banana. Hosnie. Ariana, how are you today?
Thank you. Great. You know, it's funny. Padgett, you said you think these women are very presentational, but I don't think the woman who showed up with her, the lifted workout boots was very, I thought she was here fully for the right reason.
Oh my God. We knew. So we did the draft picks yesterday and we saw that she was there about her
Kango boots.
We knew, at least she didn't get to say the name of them. And I assume she got cut. We knew she was going to exit the limo in those stupid moon boots. And she did also with us
She's
today.
She's like, I didn't get on Shark Tank, so I'm going to come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I really felt that way.
Sharks. I have a proposition for you.
Wrong show.
Also with us, Katie Levine. Have you also seen every season?
I've seen every single season.
Did this seem like a fun... I got to tell you, I feel like with the preview, as much as I'm... Look, is he boring? Yeah. Do I wish they picked... ABC to me is the real villain and not and who they picked. Mm-hmm. This guy is like so harmless.
I know. And also the fact that they're like they had made so much progress on like making the show better, and like the last season especially, they really chose like good dudes. There weren't a lot of like drama guys, only a couple.
And it was exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. And this season they're like, no, we're gonna choose the fucking most intense people we can find.
Yes.
And and I don't like how they're like, we're back at the mansion.
No.
It's back to
normal. No. They're definitely signaling to a certain demo.
It's really upsetting. But
agreed.
I think this season, I think it'll still be fun to watch.
But he himself, so far, I'm willing to back up my... I'm willing to go... He is what he is, but like he's not. He's fine so far. Yeah, there's nothing. He's a perfectly fine guy.
He's underwhelming and just a very normal person.
Mostly, he's tall. Like I feel like. Don't you think? Feel like tall
he's
guys.
Huge.
Like I think if you're big in America, like you get so like you get far just by being tall. Would you agree, Doug Benson?
I guess so. I guess it could help. It could also be a hindrance, like anything, you know?
And as a man,
like
though?
Yeah, the men who don't play basketball that are tall are, you know, deemed pretty worthless just for that alone.
I mean...
You know, they're great for getting things off the top shelf.
Mary Lynn.
I think it's bigger than that. It's surprising coming from a man that you don't see that as a real thing in the world. I think tall men are given more trust and authority.
Yeah.
And
maybe a proper amount of tall, but you don't see super tall people. Like, there's no politicians that are over like 6'4", 6'3".
How tall is Clayton?
I think he's 6'4". Isn't he 6'4"?
What about Gavin Newsom? Is he tall?
He's 6'4".
He's 6'4".
Is 6'4"? He really?
6'4"? Clayton is 6'4"?
I say anything 6 and above. It's like, oh, yeah, I feel that's
like
a man.
6'4"? Yeah. I feel like they get paid more. I think they get more ladies. Tana, you're a doctor and you're an economist. Yeah. What do you know about this?
Well, no, I mean, just based off watching millions of hours of reality TV in my life, there are dudes, you know, you'll see it in Summer House, where certain guys who are just trash.
Yes.
And you're like, why are all the women in love with this guy? And it's like, oh, he's tall. Yes. He offers nothing else.
Women like tall.
They just like tall.
They like tall. Well,
they like to, the women on The Bachelor definitely like a man they can jump up on.
Well, yeah. I jumped up
they
on
like
Carl.
To run and
Carl
jump
is tall.
Onto him. Yes, exactly. Oh.
Yes, Padgett.
Wait, I will say this. First of all, I think I read in a Psychology Today issue years ago that in corporate America, tall guys get most of the promotions.
That's right.
Raises, all that. So I think there is definitely. But once you've dated a few tall goons, my husband's 5'8", and he can jump like a Cirque du Soleil performer.
So, how tall are you? Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Hot. That's a hot combo. I was married to tall, and I'm dating now.
I
was married to tall. I'm dating now. I'm finding on the apps. Here's my theory. I don't think 5'10 actually exists. I think people say 5'10, and that means 5'6".
Yeah.
That means 5'6".
They're 5'7", 5'8".
Tops. Tops. I don't think 5'10 is a real height. I don't think it actually exists.
And do you
exists.
Think they think they're fudging it, or they have to come clean after you interact
well,
with
them? Well, once you see them, you know they're not 5'10.
Well, but are they trying to pass it off, or do they,
I had
do they
a guy,
admit, I just put that on the app.
I
that's a common
recently
thing.
Went out with a gentleman who Ooh. And who claimed to be 5'10 to my face, and I thought, that's, I'm looking at you right now, and you're 5'7".
Wow.
Like,
okay.
You're, I mean, not that I cared, like,
yes.
That didn't bother me, but yes. It's just, do you think there's pressure? I think my brother was quite small. He didn't grow, he was like 4'11 when he was a sophomore in high school. He was afraid he was never going to grow. He was a little guy. He was small. He was small. And it definitely, I think, affected his personality.
Considering he's 6'8 now.
He's 7'2 now. He was a grower, not a shower. But I will say, oh my God, about my own brother, disgusting. Absolute trash. So disgusting. My apologies to everyone. I will say, I do think that guys feel pressure. You're like 6 feet tall.
5'11".
But you actually are 5'11".
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you feel like 5'11".
That's what they tell me when I get on the, when they measure you every time you go to the doctor.
I mean, that's a great height.
I feel like, Doug, you don't subscribe to these social constructs.
Doug doesn't need that.
Like everybody else. You don't need that.
Doug doesn't need that. Well, let's get started.
I don't care about it. Okay. I don't really. I do think that there is a disadvantage to being a shorter man. But
yeah.
I think as you see out in the world, they compensate by, trying harder or whatever.
Yeah.
But they do say on dating apps that men lie about their income level and their height.
Yes.
And women lie about their weight and their age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Generally speaking, not everyone.
I believe that. Okay, I want to just let everybody know that we're all masked. So if it sounds slightly muffled, it's because we're safety people. But we want to be in person, and we have the doors open. So there we go. Here we are. We're starting out, we're in The Bachelors, we're in the suburbs of Missouri, and we go to visit his mom. And as I mentioned during the song, the mom arrives, he arrives, I mean, she was very cute, her reaction was very cute, but she was wearing an enormous bow that had American American flags on it. Was that 4th of July? Was that just what she wears on like a Wednesday? Mary Lynn, what do you know about that bow? Can you tell me what you thought? Did you notice the bow?
I noticed the bow. I noticed there were cameras in her house and she was fine with it. I noticed that Clayton himself said, I'm just a guy from Missouri who doesn't want to be in the spotlight. I noticed they all want to be in the spotlight. She wants to show her bow. She wants to show her American flag.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of gross that a mom would be so happy. I prefer when the parents are like, I don't know about this.
Right. Yeah. Right. A little skeptical. I will say rewatching like the opening package of him going, The Bachelor was so moving for me, even though I was on screen for 4 minutes. When those children / producers wrote me that letter, that's when I knew.
They pulled the kids back.
And then when he was like crying, going, oh, well, I thought, oh, he is. That's right. He was so thirsty for it. That made me not like him again. Padgett, Brewster, how did you feel this opening package with the mom, the surprise at the giant bow?
First of all, I think she may not actually have known. I think he dreamed it up with his dad. His dad's there filming on his phone.
Agreed.
His mom is wearing a shirt with a logo on it, which the producers would never have allowed if
Thank
they were
you.
Already in the house.
Thank you.
So I think she was surprised, but then overly eager to send her son to the mansion to 100. Have sex with as many people as possible.
That's right.
Very weird. The whole family clearly invested in his being the bachelor. But he says in all of the previews, isn't he saying I slept with
three, most of you or something? Yeah.
All of them.
Two.
He's in love with three. Okay, Dr. Banana. Dr. Banana.
He's in love with three, and that's when the one lady goes, three?
I know. Yeah.
What the actual fuck?
I was intimate with all of you. I don't know. But he also, I do think the mom came off as a woman who watches the show.
Yes.
And potentially got him into the show to go on it. So I think that's the energy I got from the mom was like, she was like, oh my God, I love that show. Finally, my son.
I will say this, as I'm dating again, I've been on two dates with two different people who said that they've been approached by Bachelor producers, like that they and their friends, I think they go scouring dudes. They all of them seem to have one point in time lived in Nashville. I think they really scour Nashville bars hard.
Because people are visiting from all over the country.
Yes, on the bachelorette party. So it's like the bachelorette capital of America. But yes, I think for the guys, they really scour for the guys.
I think they do Nashville, Venice Beach.
Yes.
Yeah. Austin.
Yes.
San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego, Chicago.
Yeah, San Diego.
Kind of the main points. Virginia Beach for women, for sure.
Yeah, VB is all over the place this season.
They have
V to the B.
And they go on LinkedIn, apparently, to find, like, professionals.
Doug, how did you feel about rewatching his tearful children letter writing thing and the Mambo opening?
I thought that the whole, like, first half hour of the show, at least, was, like, begging the viewers to like this guy or have any kind of investment in him whatsoever. Because as nice as you think he is, like, that's the other thing about you're saying about everything being presentational is you don't get a sense of his personality at all. He's just reacting to these things that these women are saying and doing.
Well,
that whole night was him just being like happy to entertain everybody. And he didn't really even seem to have an opinion other than, oh, she was beautiful. He said that about a couple of them.
He sure did. I'll tell you, now that you say that, I was also aware in that first half hour, I feel like they went back and reshot the footage of him, like, in the bleachers where he was, like, because I feel like they probably filmed the season. Then it leaked out. Jesse Palmer leaked that he was it. We'll get to Jesse Palmer in a second, which I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, but we'll come back to Jesse. Put a pin in Jesse. We're coming back to Jesse.
Please.
So we'll have a Jesse moment. We'll have
a bunch of pins
in
that
guy. We're going to have an open court for Jesse in a moment. But so I feel like they filmed the season. I think they thought, this is great. We have Colton, but he's straight. Like, I think they thought, we're going to redo Colton. And then I think they did not expect the backlash of people going, are you fucking kidding me? You have all these great guys. It's the first time the final four are all people of color. You pick a guy that was on screen for 1 minute that we have no connection to. Like, so I think they refilmed him after it was done going, so why did they pick me? It's because it had such an impact on me. Like, remember when the kids wrote that? Like, I think they completely had to redo the opening. Katie Levine, you've been watching from the beginning. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it felt like they thought people were going to like him.
Me too.
And I do kind of wonder, like, maybe in the editing room, he just got less time. Like, maybe he was bigger in the show and we didn't see it. I really feel like they just wanted a boring fucking white dude, though.
She looked so not into him on their date. It looked forced on her, and she looked like she wasn't feeling it at all. And she was such a sparkly gal.
I know, but after the backlash, I think they did have to, you know, do something. So they were like, shit, go back, sit on those bleachers and talk about this.
Yes, Tana. And
something I remember from Michelle's season in the previews is there was footage of him calling someone an actor. Of him accusing someone of being an actor that we never actually ended up seeing on the show, which makes me think he may have had more time, and they cut it to protect his image a little.
Right.
Ooh. Like, he definitely called someone an actor. It wasn't Frankenbit because you can see him saying it.
And we all thought it was Nate.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Good memory, Tana.
So I think they protected him in some way.
So we have, there she goes. She's got, I want to have married. I want to have kids. So I feel like because we did all the draft picks yesterday, all the packages we saw were sort of as advertised. It was like, it was basically what, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember her. So I'm not going to go through all the, I mean, I feel like we met sort of most of them. Like, there was that lady that's like, I'm from a small town. I'm like, just like, so from
Janae.
Yeah. Wasn't one of your picks the lady how did we do on our picks, Katie?
So we didn't do great. I have them here.
There's still people. We all have somebody in our top three that could still happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I picked Sally, who outed herself immediately.
And then you had Gabby and Susie. Doug, you had Susie, Rihanna, and Serene.
Are they gone?
Rihanna's gone.
Rihanna's
gone? Yeah, Rihanna's gone. Rihanna, whatever.
What?
Anna, you had Lindsay D, Rihanna, Gabby, and I had Rachel, Susie, and Teddy.
All right, well, Teddy. You put Teddy.
Some of us had Shanae as our villain, crazy and drunk. So
I love how they just kept playing, like, we see him also in his preview wearing a crazy, enormous Matrix jacket going, I am falling in love and it feels so good. That's so natural. Do you say that, Doug, all the time?
Oh, yeah.
That's like a Tom Cruise on the couch.
Yes. It is. This is exactly what it is. I'm like, I know this. That's exactly it.
He does that a lot, though, where he's always like, let's go.
You're right. Like, it's Tom Cruise on the couch. Oh, my God. I had to put my finger on it. That's what it is.
See, you don't like him. He's conditioning you to like
him. You're right. You're right. Okay, so then they play classic rock. And then here comes Jesse Palmer in front of the mansion. And he's so stiff. He kept talking with his hands. He looks exactly like Clayton with his, like, crunchy gel hair, his giant veneers. Aww. Padgett.
I think he was trained to do the Chris Harrison hand movies.
Yes.
Because he did them precisely. I mean, it's almost like, why?
Even like Chris's phrasing, too, like the way Chris says things. And then also to be saying, you're going to be hearing me talk about it's dramatic.
Yes.
Like, so this whole speech is about the past and how it used to be. Like, it's strange.
Wait, you think they trained him to use the hand movements?
Yep.
Yeah. I think he just watched a lot of it.
I saw the hand movements. I didn't realize that that was what Chris did. That's incredible. Good eye.
Very specific. Yeah, he did. And so it's almost kind of like, it does feel a little Matrix-y. Like, okay, we got a white bachelor. We got a white host. He's doing the same hand gestures.
Yes.
Like, we're going to be hypnotized into thinking that we haven't made any societal advancements and the pandemic never happened. Like a...
Do you guys remember they had Emmanuel Acho who hosted? He did the exact same thing as well. It's like they make them watch Chris Harrison tape and go like literally
do
memorize
like
just
even,
like, tonally how they speak.
You're right.
They
even our sweet baby Wells, when Wells got to host the ceremony
in
I'm sure whoever hosts, they make watch old footage.
Ladies.
And it's natural, too, that they've seen
the
show.
The final
yeah, so you go into it. You slip into
it. Think about it.
Ladies,
it's
the final rose tonight.
Oh, my God.
If you aren't picked.
Take a moment.
Oh, my God. This is so great.
We're all brainwashed. We can all host.
Oh, my God. Exactly. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there's only one rose left.
But Tayshia didn't do that.
I'm sorry.
They kind of did.
They kind of did, but you know, it's less so, I guess, because obviously it's a woman's a real different
I feel like they're like, we're bailing on the women.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guys, don't worry. We're back. We're back, guys. Get those ovaries away. We're back. We got a white dude. We got a penis at the helm.
Wells would have been so much better.
Wells would have been the best.
There's almost anybody. Even bring back a villain from the past.
Literally, bring back Chad.
I love a Lance Bass.
Oh, yeah. We love that you loved Lance Bass. Okay, so then we go to his hometown of Eureka, Missouri. I loved the woman coming out of the salon with her hair foils in to be like, that felt real. That felt real. And he's like, well, I started playing football. Then I walked on and then I played pro football. Katie, what do you know about his football career?
Practice squad.
Yeah. I don't think he actually really played.
Okay. We should get Sarah Colonna and John Ryan because he was a Seahawk. Didn't he play for the Seahawks?
It looked like it. The colors.
It looked like a Seahawk. Okay.
What would he be doing for a living between football and being the bachelor?
Yeah.
What did he ever do?
Great question.
Great question. Ooh,
great question. We'll be right back. Okay. So then he was like, the kids of the show made a huge impact on my life when I got those letters from the kids that are 39-year-old evil bachelor producers. And then he started crying. And he was like, I want a family so bad.
Wow.
I want to... And he was like, my experience on The Bachelorette was life-changing. I wrote Jesse Palmer cyborg hand talker. So then we have Shanae. She's from a town of 840 people. Gabby came out, the tight end. Rachel, the flight instructor. These are all just the entrances. Yes.
So he played for the Seahawks, but only in preseason for 4 games, so he didn't make the cut. And then he had a career in medical sales.
Okay, so he was like a hot sales rep. He was like a pharmaceutical rep. He was like one of those hot ladies that shows up at the doctor's offices with their little...
He just goes around and charms everybody.
Yeah, he goes and flirts with like the lady.
You want these drugs, right?
He talks football with the guys.
He talks football with the guys and like 70-year-old Rhonda at the front desk. He's like, Rhonda, how's those grandchildren? Oh, you look prettier. Whose mother, whose daughter, Rhonda? She's like, oh, I will buy that Lutera from you. <Like that. laughs> So then, let's get to this. This was a really fun way to start the show. Sally, who was my number one pick, and now Sally was an incredible casting job. We meet Sally. Her Botox was rare to go, and I was here for it, honey. You do what you... She was, guess what? Not only was she formerly engaged, and you don't know this, Marilyn, but she was also a motorized spine operator. Like,
yeah, she like controls the robot arms when you do like
spinal
during spinal surgery. But they put as her career formerly engaged because they were so excited to find a woman who not only used to be engaged, but her wedding date was that day. That day. Talk to us, Katie Levine.
So there's a lot of stuff online about how her timeline does
not work.
So the date was that it began filming and that her wedding was supposed to be September 26th. In August 14th, she was at her bachelorette party in Mexico. And then September 20th, she flew to South Carolina for her hair appointment. And there's Instagram photos of it. And then afterwards, late November, she tagged her ex-fiancé in Mexico on Instagram. So
I don't see what's the problem, though.
Well, in November. So, after she left, after they broke up, she, is back with her fiancé, I guess.
Okay.
So she was getting her hair done to get her...
Like a test. They do
wedding a week before?
No, they do a test run. They test it out.
See if you like this hairstyle.
Which means she applied to be on The Bachelor before she even broke up that
this
marriage.
Is what
oh, yeah.
This is what everyone is saying.
Oh, that is fake?
And it says casting probably started August, you know? Right?
So the Reddit is saying she
and apparently she posted all of this and people found it quickly and then she deleted all the shit on her Instagram.
Well, I don't mean to throw on the fire of hearsay, but she's very carefully during the show was like, there was an indiscretion and the acting makes it seem like it was him, but she doesn't say it. So it could have been her and she could just be sad that she screwed up her own marriage. I just made all that up.
Wait a minute.
I don't know. I mean,
well,
it could
be a lack of trust.
It could be like also but when did she apply to be on the show?
Okay, but what if, here's just, because I will say.
Sally, call in.
Okay, I want to say to Padgett.
Sally, are you out there?
Are you listening, Sally? Padgett, here's what I want to say to you, because I feel like you're a good sleuth. So let me ask you this. Here's this hot lady. We're South Carolina, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Like Charleston or something, right? So here's this hot lady. Somebody sees her hammered like in a hotel bar, going like, Carl just fucked some stewardess, or she fucked his flight attendant, whatever, like a Pilates instructor. Fuck that guy. And they're like, why don't you come with us? We're filming. Like, maybe she didn't apply. Maybe they just scooped her up. And they said, they're like, oh my God, this is gold. I just met, like, or like my cousin's best friend just was like, the wedding's off. And like, I bet she didn't have to go through the whole vetting process. I bet somebody heard about this hot lady and they're just like, fuck that guy. Come here. Padgett, do you think they just like saw an opportunity and scooped in and grabbed her?
I think you're right. Someone overheard something. Someone saw something. They have people all over the country scouting for these kind of freaky people. Like, we've met them in real life. The only normal one is Wells.
Yeah.
The rest of them all kind of look like gargantuan gods. Like, they're
gorgeous.
They're just odd.
And they're odd. They're too good looking. Yes.
Creatures. Yeah. So someone heard, because she wouldn't have applied. But here's the thing. She must be coming back, or why waste our time? Yeah. With that entire thing.
So
she has to be coming back.
Well, it's more of the make Clayton look like a good guy. Plus, you get to see him being rejected immediately before shit's even happening.
Well,
he gets turned down for a rose.
Is that worth it?
I don't think so.
A lot of people were mad at her and at him for like seeing such a red flag. I got a text from my friend Whitney, who was so mad. Okay, she was like, this is such a pretty white girl problem who's gotten practically everything in life handed to her. This pretty blonde girl was supposed to get married, and what? When engagement ended last month, decides to apply for The Bachelor? Who does this? And then she sits and has this totally self-absorbed conversation about a wedding, and this fool is attracted to her. She screams, red flag, not red rose. Thank you, Whitney.
Exactly.
And he just dove right into the red flag waters. Dr. Banana, as a therapist, what is that? Why did he go right for that?
I think he saw, like, hot girl who's easy to talk to. I think...
it's just the
like,
first female
yeah,
he saw.
He's like, hey, what's up?
She's sad. She'll talk to me.
Yeah.
He's like, literally, like, she seems to care enough to interact with me. But, like, it does feel like he just wants it so bad that he just wants all the options he can. So, like, there was no way he was not going to be like, you should stay. Like, he would not have been like, yeah, sounds rough. See you later, babe. Like, he
some
wouldn't
guys,
have done that.
Some guys love a damsel in distress.
Yeah.
So she shows up, and as somebody pointed out in a tweet to us, that she, I'm going to just say, this is in the running for tweet of the week. I thought it was so accurate. Okay, this is from Mrs. Wright at Girl Without a Tat. Knocking on the door before a rose ceremony, trauma dumping, walking yourself out all before night one. Someone only read the cliff notes of Ryan's dossier in a hurry. I mean, that she pulled trauma bond, knocking on the door. She walked herself out before it even started, and he was there for it. Doug, you are our straight guy. What the fuck? Do some guys love a damsel in distress? What is that, Doug?
I think... Well, also, we don't know. Both sides could have been heavily manipulated by the production. Like, they could have all been very, you know, we don't know how much of it was staged or you know, provoked. Because obviously, somebody can't normally just decide to go talk to the Bachelor before the limos.
And then she had a cell phone. She had a phone. Nobody has a phone ever.
Nobody has
a phone.
Yeah,
she had a
real
phone.
Quick, if we are to believe the kernel of what really happened, is she's there, whatever got her there, whether she was manipulated, she's there, and she's genuinely upset. Do we believe that?
Yes.
As a
yes.
Because then they can push her to be like, because whether she decides to stay or leave, either way, they've got a good potential storyline. Plus, they could ditch the whole thing if they don't like how it turns out.
They did feel like Barbie and Ken. Like, I will say, watching them, I was like, oh, they make sense. I actually thought she was just going to stay, to be honest with you.
Who was she calling? Who was she talking to?
I don't, like, who, her mom?
I thought her mom.
And, like, who gave her the cell phone? No one has a cell phone. Yeah. I mean, Dana, what do you have to say about all this?
Look, the Sally timeline is... very suspect to me. I don't think Sally should have been there. I think
I loved
Sally's
it.
Own
I loved it.
her own what is it called? Like conscious caught up to her, and she was all of a sudden like, oh wait, what the fuck am I doing? well, how did I get here?
Didn't you kind of think she was going to stay?
Oh, yeah. I, for a second, was like, if when I he thought she offered was, I, her the rose, I was like, oh,
she's
wow.
the winner. I actually, when he offered her the rose, I thought.
But that's why I think it was production coerced, because the way she goes, the way she's telling her mom on the phone, you know. But then it turns out he's really nice and we're really clicking. Like, yeah. she was really, like, yeah, yeah, both yeah, sidesing yeah. it in a way that you know that they were asking her to do.
Well, it was, I will say it was a fun way to start the season, to watch him be to go right into the red flags, whip out the first impression rose in, like, the Marriott before yeah. they even, like...
And, like, okay, you're upset, so you get all this special treatment.
Yeah.
It's like, you're feeling overwhelmed. Here's a cell phone. Here's yeah. a camera. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take a rose.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What are future contestants going to try to pull when they watch the show and think, I could just go wherever I want,
whenever I want? No, no, it just changed the game.
It changed it. That's what we were witnessing.
It got rewarded. It got rewarded.
Season, since I've started, there's been
a game change.
Cheater moves.
Thank you.
That's what I call them.
Thank you.
We need a 2020 interview with Sally, because I need to know the timeline. I need to know what happened.
Should we try? Do you want to reach out as a producer from the show and try to get Sally on? But we'd have to get. We'd have
to get Sally, girl. What the hell?
Hey, Sally, don't listen to this show, but come on. Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, I don't want to like start. Full rumors. This is just what I'm seeing in Reddit. So
I love this.
Allegedly.
Oh my god, this is so fun. This is my life.
Allegedly.
This is my career.
Apparently, her ex-fiance was married before her, and there was infidelity.
Obviously,
and it sounds like there was infidelity with her.
Cheater, cheater, never beat her.
And then somebody said that they. I don't know how people find this out. But, like, it had to do with that he was, like, still legally married to his ex-wife and they couldn't get married.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds like a lot. Who knows? It's all just, like, people
speculating.
You're still
legally married?
Stuff, but there's a lot of people talking on Reddit trying to figure out what was going on and, like, trying to look at everyone's Instagram.
Love it. I hope this is all real. I thought it was a really fun way to start the season. Padgett, did you like it as a storyline?
No, I hated it. She better show back up or I don't know, man. What a red flag. 5 hours before the night even started. Before the limo
that
arrivals, if
fun.
That's even true.
That wasn't fun for you a little bit?
No, it was a waste of my time.
Okay, fair enough.
She's acting like she glanced at a calendar and went, this was the day. This is the day I was going to get married.
I forgot. So she's like, I'm an emotional wreck. So then she's like, I kept looking at Clayton, and this is when I should be walking down the aisle. I already like what I'm seeing, but there's potentially something there. Thank you for being vulnerable. I want more of that. Hold on. Here's a rose. She calls somebody. He's the nicest guy I have ever met.
Right. Nicer than apparently the guy she just busted up with.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
must have been pretty nice at some point.
Yes. Now I have a great new guy, but my heart is not in a place where I can accept this rose. I hope she comes back. He's like, my first rose rejection. And then we have Jesse Palmer and Clayton are back outside the mansion. And it's two bros just freaking out together. Just broing.
Hey, I'm here for you. You're not doing this alone.
We're both so nervous. We've both got so much on the line compared to all these poor women and what they're about to go through.
Two hearts beat as one.
Literally, they were two bros freaking out.
Let's make out by a fountain just to calm our nerves.
How did you feel
you
watching?
Need me to hold your penis. I got you, bro.
Anna, how did you feel watching all those bros freak out?
Well, I was like, wait, this is a mirror.
Yeah, you felt very seen.
Bro, I'm nervous. No, bro, I'm nervous.
They were freaking out.
I was like, what is this?
So then the first person out of the limo, Sarah is out first.
All right, who's Sarah?
Who's Sarah? She was very cute.
There we go.
She was adorable. I don't remember much of her later. She's a 23-year-old wealth management advisor, which feels pretty young. I don't remember much. Then we have NC, who's half Persian and half Korean.
That's pretty cool.
She's cute.
She's cute. That's
she's
a good.
From Burbank.
That's a cool combo. And then let's see. But her statement wasn't great. I would like to develop a friendship with you that then develops into a romantic love.
Hey, she's using another language.
Oh, is that what she said in another language? I just wrote
it
down.
She said it in Korean, I believe.
Okay, well, what can I say? Nothing. Okay.
I don't think anybody should come on strong with the I know a language you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
She came in with two languages because she said hello to him in Farsi
and
he's going to be overwhelmed by that. Like, and he's going to be like, oh, great every time she sees somebody that speaks that, they can say all the shit they want about me.
Yeah, thank you for your honesty, because that's what I felt too. And then I covered it up with like, oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
The real feeling is, okay, you know what? I only speak English. I'm sorry.
Then we have Susie. This freaked me out. She whipped out... she whipped out her handshake. She had an electric zapper, and then she said, I'm a real jokester.
She should have been booted out right there.
That bothered, just the word jokester.
Some producer gave her that.
Don't say jokester ever. Nobody. Idea. That's such a boner killer as a lady or a man.
The producers are making some hard choices of like, who do we want to give the shitty buzzer
somebody
to?
Somebody on Reddit said that they went to school with her and that she's like the nicest person in the whole world. They fucked her over. The producers talked to her. They saw a weak opening.
Which one was
she? Nice. Susie.
Oh, yeah.
She's my number one.
Jiu-jitsu. She's adorable.
She's going all the way.
They gave her that electric shocker. Yeah.
Wait, she's my number three. She's adorable. She's my number three.
I love her.
But like,
she'll win.
But they gave her, like, don't say the word jokester.
No.
I hate the word jokester.
Even more than you hate the electric shock guy?
I hate the electric shock. I also hate the word zany. Somebody called my house zany. They're like, oh, your style's really zany.
Did you
like,
kick them out?
I was like, yeah, I don't consider myself zany. Like, it's no, I don't design zany. No.
I don't think Clayton ever judges a woman based on word choice.
Truth.
True. I really wanted her to be like, I'm a real jokester, and then put him in like one of those headlocks, like in her like jiu-jitsu training.
Give him a good nut tap or something. Just be like one of the boys. He loves that shit.
He probably would.
By the way, and I can't wait. We'll do it after the break. I can't wait to get into Claire's cornhole day because we know he loves cornhole, but he'll never like cornhole again.
So good.
Claire came out. She's the spray tanner. Teddy. She's like, I'm a teddy bear. He was excited.
She is the most confident virgin ever.
I know. Dude,
like she's coming on so strong. Like she knows what to do.
I forgot she's a virgin.
She was like, hey, what's up? We're together.
She felt like she knew how to do things in the bedroom, like that no one will ever, like that you can never, like a Kama Sutra. Like she was acting in a way that was like, I know what's up.
Yeah, she's like, Mom, if I get to Mom, her mother, I get to fantasy suites, I'm going to fuck.
Dude, I have like a sexist gender philosophy that's being spelled out here.
Talk to me.
Like, if a guy's a virgin, it makes him worse. If a girl's a virgin, it makes her better because she's exploding with her sexual wares.
Oh.
And he picks up on it and he thinks he's in love.
Whoa.
And you know, the interesting thing about her, she hasn't dropped that information to him.
He doesn't know. He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
She's
going to wait till he's super
horny.
Horny.
I mean... I like that she was also like, yeah, I'm a virgin. I kind of didn't. Then I changed my mind. But at this point, let's make it real. But like, I am ready to bone, Mom. And I'm going to get at it if I make it to the final.
This is going to be.
You're right. She's the most confident virgin. I forgot she was the virgin.
She's so like, but just as a bachelorette in general, when she's talking to him, she's like, got it. She's got him under her spell the entire time.
Yeah, no, she is like.
She's in charge.
She's like touching his hair with her, like behind the ear, like stroking him in a way, like. Eye lock. Paget, you're sexy. Talk to us.
Is it possible? Because you know, you hear these stories about like Mormon kids and kids that wear the ring, the purity ring, and wait until they get made, like they make a vow, but they're doing everything but and like stuff in the butt.
Butt stuff.
Like, but.
Yeah.
They're doing
everything.
So maybe she really
knows how to give a blowjob or something.
She knows it all, like except
Reagan.
That one thing. And
Nancy
then she even,
good
she's at, real handy.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Reagan was good at
Oh,
what?
Didn't you guys hear about that? It came out that Nancy Reagan was like the best blowjob.
I heard that. What? She was really good. I heard
well,
that.
You guys didn't hear about this?
I heard that. I heard that she was great at giving blowjobs. I did hear that. Will you Google it?
No, yeah.
She's so good, it gives you onset dementia.
Well, that was the thing. Apparently on the studio lot, she was known for giving great blowjobs. And on Twitter, they were calling her, and I'm very sorry to say this, but the throat goat.
Wow. Oh, my God. Nancy Reagan. Oh, my God. Well,
she really locked down Ronald.
Oh, my God. Just say no to throat.
Throat goat. Oh, my God. The throat goat.
The internet is a really wild place.
The internet is wild. Okay, let's take a quick break at the throat goat, and we'll be right back.
We gotta think about that one.
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys.
So then all those people came out after Teddy. He stepped out. So that was the first limo. He went into the living room in a move to go, I'm excited, which I thought was kind of cute. It was okay.
Yeah.
Or you another sort of Dukakis moment.
Oh,
of like,
yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Be a little more hard to get. You're Bachelor.
So he has no game.
Yeah,
he has no game.
It's kind of like, okay.
Right. I feel like these women, because if it's true, this anonymous person who emailed us, if it is true that the women, so we had an anonymous person email us who said that all the women hated him in the mansion. So I'm like, I almost was, part of me thought last night, and we'll get to it in a second, I thought, oh, maybe he didn't send Claire home. Like, maybe they see weakness and, like, they turn on him as a pack. Like, maybe he's too soft for these gals.
Yeah, but then they also all have to pretend to want to win the ultimate prize at the end because they want to stay on the show. So
yeah,
I don't
they
want
to get to paradise.
I don't know if we'll see any of that on TV. So that'll be interesting for us to watch their seething hatred of him while also making out with him and whatnot.
I'm going to wait to reply to this person for details until I get the go-ahead from the captain.
Oh, well, you never know when the best time to ask is.
No, we'll have
Just how much does this person want to stay involved with the Bachelor franchise?
This person wants to go to paradise.
Yeah, so we don't want this person to be making statements because it might hurt their chances.
But we won't say their name.
Right.
So I guess for our own thing,
they can figure it out though on their
end. In a couple of episodes, maybe around Fantasy Suites, we can reach out to this person and say, why did everybody not like him? But maybe it'll become clear to us. Maybe we'll see why. Maybe we'll know absolutely why. Because so far, he seems perfectly harmless and nice enough. I don't know. But maybe he's totally full of shit.
Not like that he's into all of them.
Right. Okay,
He might be like, oh, he'll just go after
like,
each and every one
he'd
of us.
Be like,
so,
all right, right.
Yeah, he's got to act like he's more interested in somebody.
All right, there we go. So then we have Kate, the real estate agent.
She really lived up to everything we discussed about her. She walked in and was that.
And even her package deal of like, I earn a good living. I set up a comfortable life for myself. I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And when she came out.
Wait, that was the other real estate agent.
Oh, shit. So both real estate agents.
Both blondes, both real estate agents.
As the daughter of a real estate agent, these ladies give real estate agents a bad name. My mom was not on Selling Sunset. She was on Selling Little Compton.
Yeah, which was a great show.
A great show. Yeah. It's a lot of very solid women looking at like brush.
Clearing. It's a lot of your mom being like, I wouldn't buy that one.
It's a lot of people being like, that's got a bad septic. Yeah. You got to clear that. Like, they got to clear the shrub with your hands.
I would actually watch that.
I would watch that too. Like women with like, it's like hairs growing out of their chin. And you're like, Ma, you might want to tweeze that. So then she's got that sparkly black dress, and she's like, I thought for good luck we could each hold one of my nips. And then she pulled out a bottle of booze, and then she came in and goes, y'all, I just made this man take a shot with me. I'm so crazy.
Yeah, she made him do it.
I feel like she became
so
Southern
forceful.
As soon as she walked in the place. Y'all, I just made this man take a shot with me.
He spent the entire time going, what about her nips?
Yeah, wait, okay.
What do nips have to do with any of this? Like taking a nip of alcohol, I get it, but who says that
Who
ever?
Says, here's my nips. I'm talking about my cocktails. How dare you, Doug Benson?
She pulled them right out of where her nips would be. Yeah. Like, it was very deceiving.
I was like, how did she hide those bottles under her, like,
it was
under
weird.
Them titties.
And whose idea
I don't
was
know.
That?
That was a producer. The same person who did the jokester.
Someone's working for that dollar.
Okay, Padgett, hand gun to head. You have to either do buzzer in hand, I'm a jokester, or you want to handle my nips. Which one do you take? Entrance.
Oh.
You have to.
Jokester. I'd rather sound like someone's dad than
hide bottles of booze under my yabos.
All right, Mary Lynn, nips or jokester?
I take nips.
Why?
You want that drink?
I can't say jokes. I want the drink. I can't say jokester okay. and the jokester. Electric shock. I hate that so much.
All right, Dr. Bignana, what are you taking? Nips or jokester?
I would do nips, but do full-size bottles.
I just lost my chair.
By the way, when I was in high school, my boobs were so large. I was quite a bit heavier than I am now. And my boobs were so large that I could hold like full shampoo bottles under my titties. Wow. Titties, Doug. Put it away, sir.
Like a bottle of mane and tail?
All right. If you're the bachelor, which would you had to keep a woman who's done either nips or jokester? Which who do you send home? Who do you keep? Nips or jokester?
I both of them just confused him so much. But I'd say I'd go with the nips just because, you know, anybody that shows up with, you know,
booze,
just extra booze. But also, I feel like that was. I feel like maybe the producers kept saying, hey, Bachelor, loosen up, have a drink. And he was probably like, no, thank you.
Yeah,
and then
right.
they're like, let's send a girl in with some alcohol.
You're right.
And he won't say no because he's Mr.
He has to. And he's
Chivalrous.
On camera. And he's on camera.
Exactly.
I would probably do the booze under the tits. I can't say jokester. Katie, which would you do?
I'd say jokester.
Oh, man.
You, Katie, I'm not alone in this. Jokester is harmless.
Jokester hurts my as I can't do it
because you're professional. You're professional comedians.
I think she got talked into it.
Of course, they both.
Guys, I have nips in my nips right now. Yeah.
Marilyn always travels.
I drive with nips
with airplane
nips.
Bottles of booze under them titties. Here we are. So, y'all, I just made this man take a shot with me. I'm crazy. I'm young, fun, ready for anything. I had a friend that used to say that I was an intern at Conan, and there was a young lady who went to a woman's college in Virginia, and she would go, Auden, we are young, we are fun, and we are ready for anything. And she went on a date. We can cut this out. We can decide after if we want to cut it out. She went on a date with one of the writers who was, like, into certain things. I think he's like a foot fetish. She was like, Auden, that man. She's like so proper. She's like, Auden, that man. He had like a dungeon and like a lady, and he gave me a foot rub, and Auden, it was the best foot rub I have ever had. We are young, fun, and ready for anything. Spectacular.
Who is this person?
Yeah, she's now like married to a prince and has like a high-end makeup line.
Well, she was ready for anything.
Yeah.
That's really something.
What?
Yeah.
Luann, Countess
Luann? It's Countess Luann. It's Countess Luann. Yes, we were interns together at Conan.
Yeah.
She was 10 years older, but still interning. Yeah. Okay, so then here we go. So then we have, of course, Melina came in with her stupid moon boots, which we knew. Jill came in, your pick, with the ashes of her ex-boyfriend.
Boyfriends. So it was a gag bit. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Yesterday, awful. We thought it might be an actual ex-boyfriend
right.
that died, but no, it's just a joke. No,
yeah, she's a jokester.
Jill was one of Rob's picks.
Okay, Jill was one of Rob's picks.
Was this the one that we thought was goth?
Yeah. Rob? Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, and she still is a little bit.
Yeah, with ashes.
And then we have the vintage white car. We have Jane, who's so cute, and she, but then she called herself a cougar. She shouldn't.
Oh, I hate that.
She shouldn't have. I think that she did herself in when she said that because he wouldn't have thought it because she's so hot.
Yes.
She was so hot and she wouldn't have called her. I think she would have gotten a rose if she didn't label herself as a cougar.
33 is nothing.
It's quite incredible. Yeah. She's still
she's
alive.
She's pretty, yeah.
At 33, she should be dead.
She was so pretty. Oh, she shouldn't have. They talked her into that and they shouldn't have talked her into
that. Also, she bugged me because. She was sticking to her bit so hard, like to make sure she sold her bit, that he was saying, the car's not as beautiful as you are. And she was not listening to him at all.
Right.
She was just running forward with her. It's this year. And then, I'm a cougar.
She got nervous. She got nervous. And then we had the older woman, Holly, where they actually acknowledged that they've been casting for 4 years for the Senior Bachelor edition, which they've never given us. There's no air date that's ever been announced.
Nope.
at least they acknowledge that they've been doing fucking casting calls for 4 years. Mm-hmm. But then it didn't even make any sense. Then she introduced Rachel, the flight instructor, and he's like, I'm sorry, who is this to you? And it's like, oh, I teach flying. She goes, I'm a flight instructor and a flight student. And I'm thinking, then why are you teaching people if you're an instructor, if you're a student? And then she said, that's my wing woman, the whole thing.
But who was she?
Yeah. It was rough.
It was rough.
That was terrible.
How can she be both an instructor and a student?
I think because once you pass a certain level of like credits or whatever of flying, you can start teaching like lower level.
Okay. Fair enough. I respect that. Thank you, Dana.
No reason to bring it up, though, really.
No. We have Kira.
She does both.
The sexy nurse in her red lingerie, who's an
What's
actual
her name?
Doctor, I Kira.
Oh, right. She.
Oh, yeah.
Kira.
Was so extra.
Yeah. You're like, she's too good for this. And then I was like, no, she might not be.
She was she like, imagine if that was your physician.
Yeah.
Like, she is over being, like, she went to medical school and has all those achievements. And now she's just like, screw all that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show up in lingerie.
Porny, super porny.
Go
like,
crazy.
Like, she's actually like a real doctor.
Yeah. She's legit.
She's so sexy.
She's the one who, like, bachelor's degree from Harvard, MBA from University of Philadelphia, medical degree from UNC Chapel.
Is she lying? Like, what the fuck?
Hieroglyphics as a child.
You could be a really sexy doctor.
But like, that's got to be a...
But like, why go to Harvard? Why go to Harvard, Penn, like Chapel Hill, and then show up in your red underwear opening night? Like, why do that?
It is pretty strange.
She looked great.
She looked great.
If
I mean,
she
it was
my
hot.
Doctor,
I didn't want
to
see
I
that.
I would never be able to look at her the same because I'd be like, damn.
Yeah. And I also know that mentally you made that weird decision.
Yeah, so and also like, her patients are going to expect it from her.
Yes. He was so turned on by that. He was so horny for that.
It was pretty hot.
It was hot. She was hot. She looked hot.
One thing he did, and I get that it is hot, but he did it with all the women where he would like, step back and look them up and down.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
Yeah.
That's
like a prize, like a prize heifer.
Yes.
Oh,
ew. Really
wait a second.
Paget.
I thought that too at first, but it looked like he was moving them to stand on the right mark.
Oh, God.
But he like looked them
could be
up
both.
And down.
He's
yeah.
such a dork.
He literally looked them tip to toe multiple times.
He'd always watch him walk away and stand around going, she was beautiful.
So he'd eye-fuck them as they left.
Like, it was never like, oh, she had an interesting perspective.
Right.
Or even the people that did something weird, he didn't even comment on how weird it was. Like, he just would let everything go and just be like, ladies are going to just come through here and be weird. I think he also went inside, that point where he went inside, because I think he was starting to forget. Like, he was just like, oh, there's a lot of good ones in there, but I'm losing track of all of it.
Right.
Like, so he had to just get a visual reminder of, like, which ones still, like, his top.
That's so gross.
Top girls
That's so gross. I gotta go
so
eye fuck.
More.
I gotta go, like, do a quick eye fuck of the room before I continue on.
I don't think he has enough depth to really add anything.
Well, I have there's a coming up conversation that I was like, oh, wow. So then we get into the second limo is filled with all the crazy antics. So we've got the sexy nurse, we've got all the cars. Save a horse when you can ride a cowgirl.
No.
Yeah,
coughing outside.
That was rough. Oh, no.
Oh,
she's tethered. She's tethered to us.
That joke alone took
away.
Arden out.
Sorry. Yeah.
What? Who was that?
I think it was Rihanna, maybe?
Do we remember anything else about that chick?
Yeah, well, she's from Dallas.
Oh, no.
And she...
That was tough.
She had that thing that every season there's at least one or two like blonde ladies with resting angry face.
Yes.
And she was one of those.
Then we also have Ivana. I was so excited for the bar mitzvah dancer who said nothing.
Right. I argue that she did because I picked her for drunk or assy. And
I think she was crazy.
I argue that she was crazy. That whole bit of like, I'm not going to talk to you yet.
Was weird.
He seemed to be into it, but then she had no follow through.
Well, right. Here's what you need to know, Padgett. If you didn't read her bio.
I did not.
Okay, wait. Katie, will you read the bio? Just because I don't think
Please.
We can even do it justice. Right. We're just going to read it to you.
She's
the bar mitzvah dancer.
She's a bar mitzvah dancer. It says that... Ivana's idea of a romantic date involves dancing naked in the rain and ends with cuddling after her man washes her hair.
Oh, no.
Yes, love all animals because Ivana hopes to one day have a dog, 5 snakes, 3 exotic frogs, 1 lizard, and a turtle.
Oh, no.
And she takes herself out to a new restaurant every weekend. She prefers indoor trees, and she worked as a hand model from time to time.
Yeah.
She's too interesting.
She was too much.
That's why she put up her hand like, no.
She goes to do, no, she goes to a bar mitzvah, does a dance, and then it's extra for the hand modeling.
That's too bad. I would have liked to have seen her crazy and drunk.
She did a finger up, and then she did a crazy kiss blow.
She was cut, right?
Yeah.
She didn't make it. She gave him a real meaningful goodbye hug or whatever and was like, this was thank you. Or she said something that was that weird Stockholm syndrome where they say nice things to the person that just kicked them out.
So then somebody said something like, I just want to sit on your face. And they had a pillow.
Oh, yeah, with a pillow?
Yeah.
She brought a pillow with a face on it?
I want to sit on your face.
Did she get cut?
That is too crude.
It's too crude. I agree with you. It's too crude.
Too crude.
I think that was Gabby, and she stayed.
She stayed. I think she was my pick. I picked her as number two.
She's
an ICU nurse. She was my number two, and she did a pillow with "I want to sit on your face."
She's drunk. On almost everyone's.
She
list.
Did seem drunk.
Like,
I think
her face, she was
I
like,
think she was drunk, and she kind of had like she kind of had like vocal fry, and she's an ICU nurse, like, and she pulled that pillow. Maybe you guys, maybe our medical professionals are so like bored. Down. They're so burned out for the last
They want to go in a different direction entirely.
This show's just a break from being at the hospital.
Yeah, they're like, I've been in the ICU. I'm going to get hammered, sit on your face, and jump into a hot laundry.
I've been through COVID 3 times.
It's true. Yeah, we shouldn't judge that. We should really
you know what? Exactly. Do whatever you need to do. So then we have the redhead that was so cute in the picture, but then she showed up in the hot tub. She got out, showing up in a bikini, and then got shy and goes, I'm going to go inside and get dressed.
And we never saw her again.
And then did she get cut?
Yeah.
Was she even there?
Shit. Yeah, she got cut.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But she also, on the Reddit, apparently she posted on Instagram how she, the producers made her do that, and she had a really cute dress that she wanted to wear.
Oh. She posted on the Reddit?
She posted on Instagram, and somebody
That sucks.
Also, how, like, Giovanni were all these gowns?
Oh,
these gowns were, like, really, like, bugle beads and, like, thigh slits, heavy. Each of them at least $1,200.
Pageant
dresses.
They were
very pageant, like evening gown, like the evening wear. Like, I don't think there's ever an occasion that I would in a million years ever purchase and wear a gown like the ones that we saw last night. It's like they're pageanty. Hi, Doug. Hi, Doug. Would you wear that gown?
I would not.
Great.
Yes.
So then we have the tiny car, and then the huge car crushed it, and that was Shanae.
Who was in the tiny car?
Can't remember.
Cassidy? No.
Wait. You mean the old car?
The was tiny, the no, the teeny tiny car.
No.
And then Shanae came in the big truck, and then he drove over.
And then a truck drove over it. And they acted like it was a much bigger catastrophe than it was. It doesn't even look like either vehicle was damaged. It just sort of scoots it forward a little bit.
I don't know. What if the big truck was damaged?
The big truck got damaged.
I want something to happen.
The toy's fine.
It was so not a thing. It had to cut to a woman going, it was crazy that she drove over the car with the other car.
She's trouble.
And then there's a woman with a snake that kept the snake all night long.
I don't know. Paget. Who was that? Does someone have a picture?
She had fucked up. She had like real, like, she had
Hunter.
Southern realtor hair.
Hunter had this.
Oh, yes. I told you she was my villain. She was my villain.
It was like a cat costume.
Is she still there?
She committed to it.
Yes. Is she still there? She got picked. She committed to the
cat
costume.
She's still there?
Yeah.
Is her snake still there?
The snake lady all night long.
The snake and a rose.
I did not like the snake. I don't like snakes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Okay, so then he gives a toast, and he's like, I want to get down on one knee at the end. And then he spilled a drink all over himself, which I loved. I loved it.
Oh, my gosh, you're smitten by him.
No, but I love that he's...
You love him.
No, you guys, I don't. I think he's gross. I hate him. Just like, here we go. So Susie got pulled aside first. She's cute. She's very nervous. They're like, you have kind eyes. I'm excited to be here. I'm just a guy from Missouri. And she's like, well, I like to live my life always out of the comfort zone. I'm like Kenny Loggins in the danger zone. And he's like, I need. And then she said this. And this was a new grammar error. We heard all sorts of them.
Oh,
she said, I need somebody that is different than I.
Yeah, that was a real, real interesting turn.
Yeah. I need somebody that.
That sounds like, oh, I'm going to, this will, don't worry, I'll land this. It'll sound Shakespearean or poetic.
I need somebody that is different than I.
They left the camera right dead center.
They knew it, and they fucked her over by editing it in.
They fucked her over.
I need somebody that is different than I. Padgett, what do you think about that?
I actually can't tell if that's grammatically proper.
It's not. It's not.
Someone who is
different than me.
No, no. Different than I am technically is grammatically correct, but people don't use it.
Yeah, but she didn't say that. She didn't say that.
It would be different from
me.
Me, different than I am.
But she didn't say am.
Didn't say, no, no, no. But the am, that's how you tell if it's proper.
Yeah, but she didn't say the last word.
Listen, it sounded weird. She's a weirdo.
It was wrong.
But grammar's weird now.
I think it was wrong.
But Padgett, you're saying people don't say it properly anyway.
Correct.
In general.
Yes. So, but there's so... we have to all give up on grammar because it's
no, we
it's
don't.
All
we don't have to all
hers
give up
and hers and mine relationship. I mean, it's just forget it. It doesn't matter anymore.
The bachelor grammar world is not
bachelor
great.
Grammar is fascinating. Also, there were some bad shoes. Did anyone notice
yes,
bad
there was
shoes
a lot of bad
under the pageant
shoes. I
gowns?
Did. There's a lot of chunky bad heels.
Yeah,
and
like
because they just bring
which
their
I understand.
Own.
I do too because it's gonna be a long night. You're gonna be there till the sun comes up.
Comfy, bring comfy.
Okay, so then. This girl and Elizabeth and a terrible judgment call. She pulls out a photo of her grandparents that's over 100 years old.
And you can keep it.
You keep
it. Hold on to it.
Keep this smelly photograph.
Nobody wants it.
I coded it in COVID just for you.
She kept it.
Nobody wants that.
Put it in your mouth.
Nobody. And it felt.
Let me watch you put it in your mouth.
It felt. It felt.
You want it badly enough to put it in your mouth.
It felt like put it in your mouth. Put it in, be the throat goat of this photo. It felt
it was in my ear. Ha ha.
It felt like it was like holding him hostage of like I'm giving you this as collateral that you have to pick me. Katie.
It's too much responsibility.
Yeah. Why would someone do that? Like what like
it's the equivalent of like a trauma bond in an item of like I'm giving you something that I've now told you my you can't cut me.
She should have just given him an NFT.
Yeah. Her grandparents
this will
wedding.
Be worth something.
An NFT of her grandparents' wedding.
I emailed it to you. Look at it later. Let's not dwell on it. It's 100 years old.
There's a camera on the QR code.
This is my grandparents' NFT.
from 1817.
Non-fungible token.
This one is fungible, though. This one will.
This one is fungible. So then Teddy comes in, the confident virgin.
Teddy,
she goes,
so confident.
I looked at all the guys. So she already knew she was coming on, all the guys. And I told my sister, like, if I'm going to fuck a guy in a Hyatt, it's going to be that guy. And then it was you. And then she was like, you know what? I wonder, she was like, I met you and you were such a flirt. Sparks were flying. Sparks were there. And then they had the first kiss. And it was like, I got to say, they had chemistry. It was a good kiss. And it was an extra good kiss because all the girls in the mansion saw it. Padgett, talk to us as an expert.
I think she's got some magic. They might have great chemistry. I liked her dress.
I think
she's confident and beautiful. I love her hair.
She's hot.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I want
her
to win, even though she's not my. Even though my number one outed herself before the evening even started. The one I'm rooting for now is Teddy. What did you think, Marilyn?
I love her, but I'm scared. I'm scared in a way that's very watchable. But I'm like, when's it gonna what's gonna happen?
They didn't have her much in the preview, but that almost made me feel like because she's gonna be around and she's like.
They're trying to trick us.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I feel like she's not going to be final two and therefore probably will be severely crushed.
Because
she's already acting like they're in love.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. Yes, I hate to say this, but there's got to be some fallout from the Virgin thing. Like that can't be a
he could like you know, be scared of the idea of being with
she's
her. You
only
know?
24, surreal.
Oh, right. Yeah. So then we see so Kira, the sexy doctor. She gave him a physical and basically just heard his heartbeat and was like, "Let's make it faster." And then they fucking got at it and made out.
He made out with.
I just kept thinking of COVID.
A lot. But it was like every makeout wasn't the, like, you know, it didn't lead up to it because they had such a great conversation. They'd be like, so, you know, I'm going to give you a physical. And he's like, burr, burr, burr. And then kiss them.
Yeah. Speaking of Eliza, there's a German game. Here we go. There's a flashcard and it says, can we kiss? Like, you're right. It was like no chatting. Yep. It was just, well, Teddy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Padgett.
Arden. Do you know what, like, you know how before you go and shoot something, they give you that bullshit, it's one piece of paper, and you check a box at the bottom saying, I don't have herpes?
Yes.
Do they have to do, like, tests on The Bachelor?
And we know this, and we cut this out, but when we went to Nashville that first time, and we met, remember when we found out they had to do all these STD tests, and then he didn't make it into Paradise, and we were like, well, we know who has STD, who has herpes.
Right.
You can't go on if you have herpes.
Ooh, got it. Okay.
Okay, great. There you go. And we're back.
Just bleep the name. Just bleep the name because it is fascinating.
They bleep the name.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. So then we have Melina with her stupid Zoom boots.
Is she going to sell? Is anybody going to?
No.
Like, they didn't get the name out
there? No, she looked like a drunk idiot, too.
Yeah, and it just seemed like, and he was sort of like, oh, this is fun. Like, he, you know, played along.
Those boots, she's going to travel to Mars in those boots, okay?
She was so thirsty about getting her boots on the show. Like, it was so.
So, did she? Did she invent those?
Yes.
I didn't get to see them.
That was all in her bio.
Oh.
Her Kanga boots.
I really remember being a kid and going to the mall, and they had boots like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
She reinvented.
On it or something.
They look exactly the same.
Yeah.
They look exactly the same.
Those have always been a thing, but she's like got some sort of.
I'm going to jump on you. I'm going to jump on you, okay?
And, you know, I wish she was going to be around some more so we could hear about how she's a bootpreneur.
Oh, yes. Oot and boot. So then she goes, then we have Cassidy in the tiny car and she starts hanging onto his car and then she holds on to him and then she falls out of the car and then he's like, are you okay? She's like, I planned it that way and then I think they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Then we get to the
next. Strong contender.
Then we get to the best part of the night.
Oh, God. So
here we go. Claire, the spray tanner. Now, we know from his bio that he loves cornhole. So she sets up his dream date. This is all perfect. It's his dream. It's a tailgate date.
Mm-hmm.
We have cornhole. We have tailgating. We have chicken wings. And
ranch.
We've got ranch dressing. And then, so basically they're playing cornhole. She gets competitive with him. She's like, let's just say I won. And then she's like, care to sit in my tailgate? He's like, oh, I get the good ones. You get the flat wings. And then somebody comes up to steal him away. And then she goes, why are you stressing me out? And then he walked away. And she goes, well, I won. And then she's like, and then she starts eating
the wings.
She
did not win at cornhole, by the way.
No.
No, neither one of them won at cornhole. They were both terrible at it.
Yeah.
And neither one of them ever got a corn in the hole.
Yeah.
And she just had like three bags sitting next to the hole and decided she's a winner. Also, she was drunk.
She was hammered.
Yeah. I think, again, with the producing, like, why does she get to have a whole date?
Right.
Like
why
that?
Do they get a whole date in the middle of a night where everybody's supposed to get time with him?
She was pulled away, put in that table with the cornhole, the food, thinking it's going to be a big thing, given alcohol.
Yeah.
I think that, like, she may have eventually gone crazy, but I think it was the alcohol and the fact that she was pulled away.
I actually think that they were going to hit it off. Like, I think they set up for her.
What was this girl's name again?
Claire.
Oh, this was Claire.
I think they set up for her. She's like a hot, sort of fun, blonde, big bombshell tanner. Like,
yeah.
And they set up like his dream Sunday afternoon of cornhole and a tailgate.
It just backfired.
And I think she's a pistol and somebody interrupted and she's like, clearly they knew it was going to go one way or the other.
It was going badly before somebody interrupted because she was too drunk and was already talking shit to him.
Tana, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, her personality right off the bat was very like, I like him. You know, like, just her energy was a little more chaotic than
I like
his.
Seeing you act it out.
Well, she was like, you know, I like them fucking bad boys. Like, her energy, like, I knew as soon as I saw her, like, and she was interacting with him, I was like, oh, God, she's chaos.
A handful.
She's pure chaos.
She's chaos.
So when he was just kind of like being like, oh, like he couldn't handle her. Like I immediately was like, oh, she might probably get cut before she even started to be like, I hate her.
Well, so then,
yeah, and he can't handle me is what she was saying about him.
She
and,
wasn't
but
wrong.
That sound, but it also seems like she was saying that because he clearly just got up and walked away from her in the middle of their spectacular date.
Which is also what happens the first night. Like people get pulled, you get 2 minutes.
But she
minutes.
Was too drunk for all of it.
She was too drunk and it was more glaring because all that stuff was there.
Yeah.
And she goes, so then she goes like, well, I'll eat the wing. So then she has ranch dressing on her face, which I appreciated. And then she goes, not the vibe. I have a very specific person. 100% too nice for me. Go away. He sucks. We were playing cornhole. It was forced. No, sir. I would reject him. Then I would eat him and spit him out. They're like, Claire, did you talk to him? She's like, yeah, I hated him. I'm too fiery. She goes, I'm too fiery. I don't need a hi. I love America. I'm America's sweetheart. I hate him. And so then somebody had to go be the tattletale. And they're like, hey, look.
Serene, right?
Serene was like, hey, listen. Claire hates you.
Claire fucking hates you.
And then Celine doesn't get a make out with him.
No, and then no, you can't be the tattler. Yeah. You can't be the tattler. So then he goes like, hey, Claire, can I talk to us?
Well,
you a second.
Wait, he literally goes, hate's a strong word.
Strong word.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, he's really taken back
by that. So then he's like, can I talk to you for a second? And then he's like, oh, I just heard that you hate me. She's like, what? No, I didn't say I hate you. No, I don't hate anybody. No.
Yeah, that's the real sign of a drunk is the old, because I believe she doesn't think she, you know, like she thinks she didn't say it.
No, I don't hate you, except for when I kept saying, I hate him.
I hate the concept of you. Yeah. I hate the air that you breathe.
I hate you're like,
I hate everything about you, but I don't
sweetheart.
Hate you.
I would eat you up and spit you out. I was in the, look at me. I love America. I love cornhole. Fuck yeah. I choose me. Katie, what did you think of all of this?
I mean, I really kind of loved it when at one point somebody says to her, oh, like, do you, you know, have you talked to him? And she was like, no. Or have you talked to him more? And she goes, no. Should I?
By the way, I think we just figured it out. She was drunk on the first night. She was drunk on the first night.
She was my drunk ass on the first night.
She was drunk on the first night.
Loved it. I
loved
like,
it.
It was so funny.
Now, so then all the women come together. Did you think, Padgett, that he was going to have the nuts to actually cut her?
No, I don't think he made that decision.
Okay. Now, we were discussing.
Because it was very sudden.
Okay.
Now they're just both walking through.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a quick.
We never see him say, I think I should walk you out.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and discuss why we didn't see this on camera. Because I want to talk about what we think actually went down.
Because he called his mom and was like, can you break up with her for me?
I'm sorry, honey. I'm buying more bows.
I'm the bachelor.
I'm buying the bows. Okay, we'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. And we're back. Okay, so as before the break, we were talking about. So we didn't see. You're right. We didn't see.
He comes back in and tells everybody that he got rid of her.
Well, we saw them. We see him walk her out.
Both of them silently walk through the room.
They don't
She's
talk
in
to
front
each
of
other.
Him.
Yeah.
Now,
and then he comes back in and says, I sent her home.
Now, here's my question. Because normally the producers would be all over somebody ranting. Why did they not give us that footage? Do the women all. The women might all, but there's never anybody too drunk to be on camera on this show.
Well, I think she got there, or because it is extremely odd that they didn't have any in the car going away footage of her.
Right.
Like, because she must have just given them, but what would she give them that they can't even use? Because even if
Here's
she swears a lot, they could bleep it.
Here's my theory, and you could just correct me if you disagree. I think she just tears a new, like, what a fucking loser he is. And right. we're like, and that maybe during the course of the season, the women do start to turn on him. And maybe they're like, shit, this, we gotta, like, remember when one of the editors of the season, we were talking to somebody who, like, used to edit, and they were saying that Paradise is fun because they don't have to protect the lead. But during this, no matter what, they have to protect the lead and treat it either like Prince Charming or Cinderella. Like,
yeah.
So, like, you have to always make your lead look, like, so desirable. Yeah. And if you're emasculating your lead on the first night and just talking about what a fucking loser he is.
But the women are pretty nasty in the car when they're sent home on a regular basis. So they're not protecting like them that much.
But that's later.
That's later.
That's later.
At first, they're like fuck soon.
Him. He's boring. No, shit.
It's also like, it's usually like the woman who's like, I just felt like everybody's better than me. I didn't stand out. Right. Will I ever find love? Right. I'm a loser. She's like, this guy is a fucking loser.
I think it was I haven't watched it enough, but another first for the franchise in that she took it somewhere. She burst the bubble because all the other women are like, he's so handsome. I want to love him. And she's like, who cares?
He's
like,
boring. He's
not she took back the night for herself.
Thank you.
She really did.
Thank you, Marilyn.
He's not my type. You're not allowed to say that.
She said in her thing being like, all these women are acting like you're supposed to just like hit it off with him. And I'm like, this is awkward.
Totally.
And
I was like, that is probably out the whole
how
thing.
It is. You have to like try and make a connection with this dude that you just met to be like, she's right. What are you up to?
Padgett, what do you think, hon?
Now I'm wondering if she just said, I'm not interested, I'm leaving, I'm taking my battery pack off, I'm out, this guy's...
They would make a thing out of that.
Yeah, they would like it.
No, I think Arden might be right, because he gave the first impression rose to the chick who already left. Now this chick is like, he's bullshit and he's boring and he's Mr. America's sweetheart. I'm out of here. I think they do. I think they do have to protect his value. Otherwise, why would anyone watch?
Yeah, if they're like, this guy's so boring. He's such a fucking dud.
But
she's so drunk and doesn't even give him a chance. Like you see her drunkenness ruining their date, not his behavior.
It was
really.
No, it was her. She was hammered.
Yeah. So it's maybe they just decided to protect her, but I feel like in a whole long car ride, she would have said at least one thing that they could have put on the show that would be like a nice button to her thing and not make everybody sit around wondering what happened to her.
Great point.
Yeah. I mean, is she writing about it on her Instagram, Katie?
Ooh. Great question.
She's probably there like, I am a queen. I do not deserve boring.
Right.
Yeah, because like when Victoria would get kicked off a show, she'd talk a shit ton of shit while drunk in the car as she's leaving.
Playing cornhole was so forced. There was no chemistry. None. I don't need a hi, hello, I love America. I hate him. So then we get
it's good. It's good television, but I do believe she would eat him up and spit him out.
She's right. She's right.
She's not wrong.
Well, here's where I really see that he is a small town boy from Missouri. Mm-hmm. Like from any city, because I'm from a small town. I'm from a tiny town. So you've been there, Tana. Mm-hmm. It's tiny. Mm-hmm. So I say, you do see how this guy is now the star of an ABC giant franchise. When the flight instructor was like, do you want to learn how to fly? I don't know. Don't put me in the cockpit. And then he's like, I guess we can both fly and then we can both jump out. And she's like, well, somebody has to fly the plane. And then she goes, do you like traveling? And you can see he's never traveled anywhere. He panicked. And he's like, you have to get me frequent flyer miles. I was like, oh, this poor guy. This poor guy just hasn't been anywhere.
He said he was scared of heights too, right?
Yeah, wow. I think he just has a nice life. He does his, like,
he's tall.
He's tall. He hasn't been anywhere. He works out and he's tall. And like, you can see that when she's like, maybe like, I'm curious about the world. I want to go experience different cultures. He's like, I've been to Chicago. You know what I mean? Or like, whatever. I got to go to the mansion for the Bachelorette. Like, I don't know that he's...
We probably know everywhere he's been. Missouri. Seattle.
Where
for the Seahawks.
Football, yeah.
Yes.
No, he's been to lots of places if he was on a football team for a few weeks.
Like, Yeah, but he was practice squad.
He was practice
squad. That's four different states.
4 weeks. And then he was on The Bachelorette. Where did they
film? Palm Springs area.
Yeah.
He's been to Minneapolis, right? And then he got cut. So honestly, I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. And I think that's maybe what they're trying to protect. Like, you're going to win a tall guy that works out that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice enough, whose mom has a big ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So then the first impression, Rose, is given to Teddy.
Incredible.
I mean, we all saw that.
Clearly.
Yes. The most confident virgin in America. I wish I had like 1/100th of her confidence.
Just her body language. Mm-hmm. Just the way she'd sit there.
Oh.
And they were always touching each other, and they've just met.
Oh yeah.
It was all so perfectly cozy and
confident and
more interesting than. Like, when she's on camera, it's interesting to watch her do her thing, but she's working him.
By the way, I was like, okay, well, at least, like, she's cool. Like, at least his first impression, Rose, he picked a cool, like, she had a little, like, personality, you know? Like, at least, I don't know. I read in the preview of all the tears. So then the sun was coming up and the rose ceremony was starting. It was like 9 a.m. by the time they threw the rose ceremony. And Jane got cut from the cougar got cut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even
the
know.
The lady that I picked, Ivana, she got cut.
I have a list.
Talk to us.
Let's see.
How many people got cut,
Tana?
How
can you tell? Do you just Zapruder film it? Like you just look at it?
No, I just Google it. Let's see.
Oh.
Should we cross them off? Will you hand me the pen, Tana?
Here's how many? Was it five women? Okay. How many women got cut?
Six women.
Three?
All right,
so
tell me who got
six.
Daria Rose.
So she's
wearing
the,
a rose.
Okay.
Yes. Rose is my last
Haley
name.
Haley was cut.
Wait, Kaylee?
Haley.
We thought she was going to be Cray.
Yeah. Ivana,
who is... Oh, yeah. She was a bar mitzvah dancer who wanted her hair washed.
Jane.
Jane was the cougar.
And then Lindsay D.,
I don't remember.
Oh, she's the neonatal care nurse. And she's like bubbly, but didn't make an impression.
And then Rihanna got cut.
Oh, yeah. And then also Sally's gone.
Yeah, and Sally's gone.
Okay. All right. So there's seven. So there's 23 left.
22 is left.
Who wrote down
the Oh, wait. I thought, excuse
wait,
me.
I did.
Oh, Sally was counted in the 30. So six, seven, 23 are left.
Claire's gone.
Claire. Oh, yeah. Claire.
Oh, that's why it's
Claire,
22.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm feeling 22.
Okay. And then, all right. We're going to do tweet of the week first and then mull on who you think, now that you've seen it, the top three will be in order.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, but before you get to that, okay, here's where we're at. We're at 1,700. We're trying to get to 2.5 by the end of the year. So, everybody, please. Please. We're so close to 2,000. Let's just go to 2,000 right now. Let's just go to 2,000. We got some great, great reviews. Do you want to hear some of them?
Of course.
Okay, I will read them to you. Our first review, 5 stars from Abby44. So excited. Love the pod, and I am so excited for the new year and coverage of Clayton season. Pumped to hear Lisa Traeger as a potential rookie of the year. I love her. Have y'all ever tried to have Gabris on? I feel like he would be a great guest. Well, guess what? Gabris is coming on with Lauren Lapkus in 2 weeks.
Fun.
We got him on.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. He's so funny. Here's an email we got from Christy. I'll just say your first name. Carl or Dracula. Dear Arden and the production team, that's you guys. I have been listening to the recent podcast and I finally felt the urge to write in. I am the person that chose Carl over Dracula at the Bachelorette birthday party. I've spent so many sleepless nights wondering if I made a mistake. So many people love Dracula. Could they all be wrong? Did I pull a Jesse Palmer? But no, I know in my heart, Carl was the right choice. Today, maybe the whispered Yarden may make you swoon, but after a few centuries, that's bound to get annoying. However, having a man that can jump hug you will never grow old.
Plus, I just watched Grand Crew, and Carl's star is on the rise. What can Dracula really offer other than a casket and a few moonlit nights? I hope that my choice will stand the test of time. Of course, Dracula's immortality would have allowed him more time, but that's an unfair advantage. I am certain Carl was there for the right reasons. Yours truly, Christy. Katie, how do you feel about Carl versus Dracula?
You know, they're both so great in their own way.
They're so great. So I was so lucky to have such great contestants.
I mean, you know, Dracula would be a, you know, look like that forever.
He would look like that, and he looked great. We know that he looked
True Blood.
He looked great. He looked great.
Yeah. Also, great bodyguard.
Yeah, great bodyguard.
Great bodyguard.
Terrifying.
So it's still, you know what? It wasn't a clear cut. It was not a clear cut situation. All right, here we go. Here's another review. 5 stars. Best podcast ever from Eliza Fig. Best Bachelor podcast of all time. Arden, the production team, and amazing guests make my week. I discovered Arden when she appeared on Nick Vial podcast, and I've been hooked ever since. While listening to the podcast, you feel like you're among friends who share this crazy obsession, the Bachelor franchise. Arden is the smoke show of 2021 and 2022. Keep doing the Lord's work. Eliza, you just get my rose. Anybody that calls me the smoke show of the year, I will accept your compliments and I will accept your review. Thank you so much. Do you guys want to hear one more?
Yes.
5 stars. Aunt Wiz. Trifecta. This podcast closes out my trifecta of Bachelor Nation. I finally understand how men can watch sports obsessively, discuss it with any and every other guy they run into, and then listen to podcasts and analysis of games. Bachelor Nation is my NBA. Mm-hmm. I watch the show in real time and I text a friend through the show, but the experience is not complete until I listen to this podcast. I have had so many times that I have been laughing so hard in my car, I thought I should pull over. You can't call yourself a true fan of the franchise unless you also listen to this podcast. Love you guys. Come on. What a great review. That's a mic being dropped. That's a mic drop review. Katie Levine, how do you feel about that review?
I love that review. Thank you for taking the time to write it.
I know. What a good review. People are really nice in their reviews.
They put a lot of effort into their reviews for us. They're not just like, cool pod.
I really think cool of, I agree cool with pod. You. I feel like, and again, I know, and then we'll, I'll, this is our 7-year anniversary. And I feel like truly, sincerely, like that anybody listens at all, like that, like, because I, like the spark and the joy that we get making it, the fact that it, like the people that are, I feel like my friend used to say every bug finds its light. You know how like bugs like lights,
yeah.
But like the people that are supposed to find us, they get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys who are listening, you guys get it. And like you guys are gorgeous fireflies and you found us. You're not some grody old moth. You're a gorgeous firefly.
Yeah.
Shining bright like a diamond. And like we find the people that are supposed to find us.
Yeah.
Our listeners, we appreciate you. I can't believe it. I'm so proud of it. I love doing it. I love our fans.
They're great fans.
I can't wait till I tour again. Anytime I tour and then at a stand-up show and somebody's like, and they come up and they like talk about the podcast.
You're
I,
like, oh, you're my
You're like my friend. Yeah. This is my friend is here. I'm amongst good company. Also, if you didn't listen to it, our draft picks are up. They went up yesterday, and we filmed them all before we started watching, so I think it's a fun way to sort of get to know. There's a lot of stuff we didn't learn about these ladies that we learned during our draft picks, so that's up. And you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to nominate yourself, we're going to do a fan episode. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Justin Spade is going to be doing a fan podcast with us. We want to have you guys on the podcast, so if you want to be on the podcast, we're going to record it next week, I believe on the 10th or the 11th. So email us. It'll be on Zoom at rosepodcast@gmail.com if you want to nominate yourself, since we can't go to Sketchfest. All right. Would you guys help me pick Tweet of the Week?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. Here we go. This is from Mrs. Wright at Girl Without a Tat. Clayton looks like he was conceived on one of Jesse Palmer's fantasy suite dates. Number 2, this is also from Mrs. Wright at Girl Without a Tat. They say their names are Clayton and Jesse, but I'm pretty sure one of them is dating Zoe Deschanel, and they just got their forever home. She's dating one of the Property Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
They are like the Property Brothers. They're exactly the Property Brothers. This is from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Somehow the NFL is more embarrassed by Jesse Palmer and Clayton than anything Antonio Brown did yesterday. Okay. Also from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Jesse Palmer has the stage presence of the fourth Jonas brother. How did you guys feel about Jesse Palmer?
I was fine with him.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying really hard. Yeah.
There's hardly, the host doesn't do anything.
I was like, okay, he's got his hair and he's really trying
Yeah.
Okay, great.
When there's a hurricane or, a disease outbreak or something, we'll see if he steps up. You know, we'll see if he's got the
yes,
chops that,
exactly.
That Chris Harrison had.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely exactly. Different than having the ladies, It's
yeah,
way different.
And I already miss the ladies.
I miss the ladies, too.
Get to see him at all, so he's very hosty.
So this is from the Grubblenoff, at the Grubblenoff. Mara spoon-feeding sauce to Clayton. What do you think my secret ingredient is? Clayton, is it Jill's ex-boyfriend's ashes?
My God.
For real.
Alexis Weiss at Host Body, nothing sexier than German flashcards on a first date. This is from Alex at Pixie Lady A. For a moment there, I really thought Clayton was hosting his own season. They do look the same.
They do.
This is from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Clayton has the exact same flirting skills as Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, which two did you guys like?
I like German flashcards.
I also like German flashcards. Do we like that in Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Great.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so we have Justin Paul Spade and Justin Spade. Jesse Palmer has the stage presence of the fourth Jonas brother.
Yeah.
Or Alexis Weiss at Host Body. Nothing sexier than German flashcards on a first date. Paget, German flashcards or fourth Jonas brother?
I don't know how many Jonas brothers there are, so I don't get the joke. I'm going with German flashcards.
Okay, great. Mary Lynn.
German flashcards.
Tana.
I'm going to say German flashcards.
Katie.
German flashcards.
It'd be weird if there was more than four Jonas brothers. That would make it not a joke at all, really.
Yeah.
It'd be really strange.
There is a fourth brother. There's three in the band, but there is a fourth brother.
There's a fourth one?
There's a fourth brother.
There's not in the band?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that makes
Yeah, there's a fourth one that's not in the band.
So it's like that guy.
It's like Rob Kardashian.
It's like Elizabeth Olsen, who's carved out her own career.
Yeah, she certainly has.
Okay, do you like German flashcards?
I love German flashcards.
All right, you are the winner. It is unanimous. Alexis Weiss coming in hot at Host Body. Nothing sexier than German flashcards on a first date. Marilyn Rice Cub, what would you like to promote?
Oh, boy. Caught me off guard there so much.
Yes.
I'm going on tour. If Omicron doesn't cancel everything, go to link in bio, my link tree, Marilyn Rice Cub.
Where are you going?
Oh, boy. I'm going to a place called Valparaiso, Indiana, outside of Chicago. Do
Love
you know it?
Nope.
One-nighter.
No, fine.
And then I got a bunch coming up in February, March, April, May, June, July.
Wow.
Because I'm launching a book.
God, that's...
And also, I'm a heavy-hitting stand-up comedian nowadays.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Paget, what would you like to promote?
What do I want to promote? I don't... Bird Girl! Watch Bird Girl. I'm Bird Girl. Watch Bird Girl.
That's exciting.
And I can't think of anything else. I don't know.
Where's Bird Girl?
Everything I did is... Animation. I'm going to be home every day.
Where's Bird Girl?
Where can we see Bird Girl?
Oh, Bird Girl is on Adult Swim and it's on HBO. Fuck it. Watch reruns of Criminal Minds too while you're at it.
Great.
Watch another period somewhere.
All right,
yeah, Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn's on Criminal Minds.
Paget got me on Criminal Minds.
He was in an episode.
That's
Paget's
great.
Paget's my agent now.
There you go. All right. Doug, what would you like to promote?
I bet another period's on Paramount Plus because they have all the
Comedy Central
stuff. Doug Loves Movies.com is where my, you know, dates, road dates are trickling out because of the, you know, same thing that Mary Lynn mentioned.
Has stuff gotten canceled?
Yeah, yeah. Lately, like I think like stuff that I put on the books for deeper into next year will probably stick. Who knows?
I know. I was just talking to my touring agent, and we're like, we're going to wait a couple weeks and see so we don't have to cancel and then try for the second half of the year.
Yeah, that's smart.
Well, Tana and I are going to be doing the listener podcast. We're doing one with Alex, who was on Bachelor in Paradise Canada on our Patreon. And then we're going to do Summer House, which I've never watched, but everybody says is so fun, which you can also get and not infect your computer. And then after that, we're going to do Bachelorette Australia with the first bisexual lead, where they have men and women competing for her.
Yeah.
And she's hot and cool.
Wow.
Brooke, you can also watch, you buy my book, Little Miss Little Compton, and go rewatch Insatiable or Shameless. Katie, what would you like to promote?
I am KT_money on Instagram, and go adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter.
Tana?
I'm just at Anna Hosnier on Twitter. I love all your tweets of the week. I know some of you aren't watching it. I saw your tweets. Some of our heavy hitters have chosen to sit out this season. I just want to invite you back.
Cheyenne Constant.
Cheyenne. At Jashel. I just want you all to come back. Come back.
Come back. Yeah, come back.
Come back.
Who else is in there? Thorium Dragon?
There's a few people missing.
Is it because they were just mad that it's Clayton?
You know, I'm sure they all have their own reasons, but
come back.
I don't accept them, and you need to come back and make me laugh on Monday nights as I scroll through my tweets.
Thank you. Maybe they weren't aware that it was already airing.
No, well, there's been some tweets.
People are
seen some tweets. People are not happy with Clayton.
They're mad at Clayton.
But this is the fun part. Doing this is the fun part of The Bachelor.
Thank you, Padgett. Yeah. This is the fun part. All right, you guys. Speaking of, my name is Arta Marina. We will be back next week with the madness. Stay safe. Good luck, everybody. Good luck, everybody. We're all going to get it. All right, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.